Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, heroes crew. Yeah. Liberate strife. Who more than self, their country love.
Beautiful, beautiful. Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Celebrating the 4th of July on the Small Business Advocate Show 2018. It's America's birthday, folks. Our independence was declared in 1776 by a group of men and their families who knew clearly that they were all putting themselves in harm's way to declare independence against a nation upon whom, an empire, I should say, upon which the sun never set. That was what they said back in those days. That was a pretty formidable opponent that they were going up against, and yet they did it, and they prevailed. And as a result, we have Independence Day today, all these years later in America. Someone who knows all about that is the resident historian of our brain trust, Ken Davis. He's the go-to guy for historical insights and analysis. He's the author of all the books on that you need to know. Don't know much about history. Don't know much about mythology. The whole franchise of books there and along those lines. But also many others, including his new one, which is about the flu, the 20th century, early 20th century flu that killed so many people around the world, more deadly than war. He's our good friend, Ken Davis. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. Always a great pleasure to be with you, and happy birthday, America. Of course, we've probably discussed this before, but John Adams thought we should have been celebrating 2 days ago on the July
right.
2nd. He, in fact, wrote to his lovely wife, Abigail, back in Massachusetts, "I am apt to believe that July 2nd will be celebrated by succeeding generations as the great anniversary festival. It ought to be solemnized with pomp and parade, with shows, games, sports, guns, bells, bonfires, and illuminations from one end of this continent to the other from this time forward forevermore." So he was right about everything
right.
but the date.
Yeah, and so yes, I'm going to give him a total pass on that because he didn't have any control over that. But his vision was amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. He nailed everything except the date, because in fact Congress voted to declare independence, voted on a resolution of independence on July 2nd. And Adams went home that night, writes a letter the next day to Abigail saying this is the day. Of course, it's 2 days later,
right.
on the 4th of July, when Congress adopts the declaration that had been drafted by Jefferson, and then they sat and talked about it for 2 days. Jefferson was not happy about that, before they actually voted on it and unanimously declared that the 13 United States of America are indeed independent. So
I love reading about the run-up to the Declaration, how they decided, the committee that decided who would create it and why, and how they chose a Jefferson. And I came across a quote from Adams earlier last week when I was working on my column my 4th of July column this week. And Adams said to Jefferson, Jefferson said, "You should do it." And Adams said, "No, I shouldn't do it. You should do it." And Adams said, "No." I mean, Jefferson said, "No, you should. Why shouldn't you do it?" And Adams says, "Because I'm unpopular and I'm grumpy," or something like that. He was very self-effacing, but he said, I'm unpopular and grumpy, and people don't like me, so you should do it." And it was funny.
He did, and later on, much later on, he said, and we don't know if this is apocryphal or not, or just his, you know, kind of recollection later on, he said, "You're 10 times a better writer than I am."
Yeah, yeah.
And probably that was true. Adams is not known as a wonderful a writer. Jefferson was, you know, far more flowery, eloquent in many ways. But Adams knew, you're absolutely right, politically, he was unpopular. Massachusetts was viewed as this very, very radical group that was up there. Of course, the war had started already. Mm-hmm.
Adams doing that? Isn't that a great example of leadership?
It is a great example of leadership.
Like he did.
They all had egos. That's why John Hancock signs in those big letters, of course. He had an ego to match the size of those letters, and maybe even larger. But, you know, Jim, back to the point of Adams. Adams understood that this was only going to work if everybody was on board. He also understood, as everyone did at the time, that Virginia was the key to the whole thing. Pennsylvania might be called the Keystone State, but at that time, what Virginia did was going to be, and that's why Adams himself had nominated George Washington in June of 1775 to lead the army. That was then seconded by Samuel Adams. So these two understood that.
Ken. I got to take a quick break. We're going to cover more of this, folks, with our good friend Ken Davis after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with
me. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.